Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. I am so excited and delighted to be in your presence. I just thank God for you, those that are in radio land and those that's on our in our studio. I thank God and praise God for you. I just want to greet everyone in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm thanking God that you have chosen on today to worship with us today. And I just want to extend to you a warm welcome from the End Time Men and Women in War and Apostle Deborah and Apostle Edward and Deborah Deans. Amen. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order today. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God now for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're going to have a short devotion, going to have a hymn, read a scripture, and pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Here's our song.
Beyond the river.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes
Hallelujah. Scripture reading will be coming from Isaiah 41. Hallelujah. Keep silent before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him and made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his word and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who have wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. The islands saw it and feared the ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothed it with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready to the soldering, and he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. I have just read you from Isaiah 41, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, I come today humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on today, Father, in the name of Jesus, asking if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, please forgive us now. We ask you today, Hando Kobara Bashanado, in the name of Jesus, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be, Father, I ask you right now, Lord, to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you today, Father, to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit on today and a sound mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come first of all, asking you today, Lord, to bind the strong man today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to bind the strong man on today. Bind him, Lord, the strong man that's in our lives, Lord. We ask you on today to bind up the strong man. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, every negative and evil word, every negative and evil thing, every demonic thing, every wicked thing, Lord, we ask you to bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. In the name of Jesus. Father, 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 in the name of Jesus, we come to you now, asking you to police our radio broadcast on the day. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every family that's represented here, I ask you to bless them right now, Lord. Cover me in the blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels, Father, all around the bottom, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, dear Lord. I thank you, dear Lord. I ask you right now to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, Lord, and preach and praise and teach your people on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to look down and have mercy. I ask you to touch our minds today and our hearts, our thoughts. In the name of Jesus, bless your name, Father. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for him on today. In the name of Jesus, you say what two or three are gathered together. There you are in the midst, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I give you praise today, and I give you glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank you right now, Lord. I ask you to bless our service. Bless everyone that's under my voice. Bless those in radio land, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor on today. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise him for today. We thank God on today, and we praise God today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we give God all the praise today. He is such a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we give God all the praise today. We just want to thank God for everyone, hallelujah, that's in our midst on today. We thank and praise God on today. Hallelujah. He is a good God. He is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise. Yes, we do. We're going to get ready for our testimonial service right now. Hallelujah. I just want to play a song that's on my heart. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I'm trying to get it together, y'all. Trying to let the Holy Spirit of God lead me in what to do and how to do it, because God is such a good God. He is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Glory to God, hallelujah. God is good, and it's always good to be able to be obedient. You know, we need to be more in obedience to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm in love. that say I'm in love.
I'm in love with Jesus.
And he's in love with me.
He's in love.
Come on, lift your voice. Say, I'm in love with Jesus.
I'm in love with Jesus.
He's in love with me.
He's in love with me.
Can anybody say I'm in love?
I'm in love with Jesus.
And he's in love with me.
He's in love with me.
Let me hear you shout, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, let me hear you shout,
yeah.
Hallelujah, because he first loved me. I thank and praise God for Jesus today. I thank and praise God for how he died for my sins. I thank and praise God that he loved me when I didn't know how to even love myself. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I thank God today that he loved me when I didn't know how to love myself. You know, just to think about what I went through in my life, what I did in my life. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. He first loved me. Hallelujah. When I didn't know how to even, I was out here, and when I was younger, doing all that I was doing. Hallelujah. Not proud to say what I did. But I tell you what, he still loved me. In spite of, hallelujah, all the things that I've done, Jesus still loved me. Hallelujah. Unconditionally. And I thank him today. I'm in love with him today. I tell you, hallelujah. I'm in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. And he's in love with me. Glory to God. I feel that. And I thank God on today. I'm in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. He's in love with me because Jesus, he loved me first. Hallelujah. He first loved me. And I thank God on today. He's such a good God. He's such a just God and a righteous God. And he's such a kind God. I thank God today. Hallelujah. For his son, for my Savior, for my Redeemer. I thank God on today. Hallelujah. God is good. And I thank God on today for everything that he does for me, everything that he's doing, hallelujah, and everything that he's going to do. I thank God on today. I'm in love with Jesus, hallelujah, and he's in love with me, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do we have any more testimony, just a shout out to the Lord, something to say for the Lord, because he is good and he is loving and he is kind. Hallelujah. And I give him all the praise today. Amen. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Hallelujah. I got so much to praise him for. Got so much to thank him for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have, this is our testimony part of the service today. And if you have anything to say for the Lord, hallelujah, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I'm in love with him. I'm in love with Jesus. And he's in love with me. Hallelujah. I'm in love with him. And he's in love with me. I thank him. Woo, hallelujah. Because if he did not, and if it had not been for the Lord, who is on my side, I don't know where I would be at. I'm the one. But today, hallelujah, and any other day, I don't know where I would be. I don't know what I'd be doing. I could be on the corner, hallelujah. I could be selling drugs, be one of the prostitutes, in the name of Jesus. But my God, he sent his only begotten son. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I thank God today. He did not have to do it. This is our testimony of service. Hallelujah. God is a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Any more testimony today? Hallelujah. He's a great God, I tell you. No other God, nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody can do me like him. Nobody, hallelujah, can do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. He can't, nobody can. I don't care who it is. They can't do me like Jesus do me. Hallelujah. Over in the midnight hour, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God do it. Wipe away any tear. Hallelujah. That's God, you know. Hallelujah. Gracious God. I thank God today. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank him today. He is my all and my all. I'm in love with him. I'm telling you. I'm in love with Jesus. Any more testimonies? Okay, I'm going to play another song here. I don't know. Thank God on today. We have so much to be thankful for. And I give God all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah.
Fresh on me.
The living God, fall fresh on me. I tell you what, God is so good, and his mercy endured forever. And I thank and praise God on today that his spirit does fall fresh on us. Hallelujah. The anointing of God does fall on us. And I thank God on today. He is good, and his mercy endured forever. Is there any more testimonies before we go? I'm going to the our praise and worship, and we won't have but one of those probably. Anybody, just a shout out to the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God today. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to get ready to go on into our praise and worship on today. I thank and praise God. He is a good God. I'm just trying to find something to play. God is good. And I usually don't do this, but God has put it on my heart, because I want everything to be good for whatever God is doing. I want it to be the best that it can be. And so I thank and praise God. I don't know. Amen. Help me, Lord, here. Okay.
Don't just hit something.
Father, to help song. We're going to take up the B flat, and I want you to stand with me and sing it from your spirit. Room in and take it. More than stand. I've already come. But grace brought me safe to come. And grace. Are y'all going to say it with me? Anybody remember coming through some dangers, pause, and snares? But say, grace. Somebody's hand, say, Christ! Oh, man. Yeah. Hey.
I wish y'all could be just joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank and praise God on tonight. I'm just trying to get confused here now with this music, so we're going to go. I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. We're going to get ready to go on into our teaching on today. Thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin that I've committed against you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you now, if I've offended anyone in any kind of way, forgive me now. Search my heart, my mind, and my spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, I ask you to remove it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you now, Lord, to create in me a clean heart, renew in me a right spirit and a sound mind. Lord, I ask you now to bind the strong man today. Bind up the strong man, Lord. Anything that try to attack this radio broadcast or anyone on it, Lord, I ask you to bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to touch our minds and our hearts and keep them covered in the shed blood of Jesus on today, Father. I'm asking you right now to give us understanding, Lord, of whatever the word is that you're trying to get to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to send your anointing on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, today, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord, to shift the atmosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now, Lord, for your anointing today, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord, for taking control today over the atmosphere right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you today, Lord, for tearing down, some and breaking some yokes in the name of Jesus. I thank you today, Lord, for doing what you do best in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to shift this atmosphere on this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Shift it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Shift, Lord, glory, hallelujah. Take control today, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to send your anointing on today, Lord, and send your anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover every one of us in the anointing right now, Lord. Glory to God. Pour your anointing on us, Lord. Glory to God. We'll be covered right now, Lord, to give you all the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor. In Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, ba-da-da-bo-ko, mama. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We'll be careful today, Lord, to give you praise and give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Today we're still in our series of the prayer of the Bible. The prayer, the model prayer in Matthew chapter 6. And God is good. I'm so grateful for that prayer. I'm so grateful for the model prayer because I prayed that many a times. And if you could pray it five and six straight times, I tell you, power will come in the room. Power will come in the room. I tell you, I thank and praise God today. So right now, we on thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. And I don't know where I stopped off at, but we're going to start with an unconditional surrender. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In any given situation of life, we can pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. This would mean that we are inviting God into the situation. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. To bring in his rule and his will. In any given situation of our lives, in our lives, we can ask God, will thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And when we do this, it means that we're inviting him into every situation to bring rule over and to put his will in our situation. Because, you know, the best place to be is to be in God's will. That's the safest place to be, is to be in the will of God. So when we pray this prayer, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in our lives, that's what we need to pray. Because we need to stay in God's will. We ought to want to stay in the will of God. That's the only way he can use us, is if we're in his will. By definition, it therefore means that we are opening ourselves up to the dismantling of our rule and our will in the matter, and putting aside us having any say-so over the will, our will, and from that point forward, when we ask God, thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, we're giving our will up. We're surrendering our will. That's what we should do all the time. We should let God have rule and reign over what we do. We always pray that prayer, Lord, lead and guide us. You know, let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase. But we have to pray that prayer, kingdom come, thy will be done, or thy will be done. We want his will to be done in our lives, not our will. So many desires and things that we have, but when it comes to things, some things in our life, it should be all of us. We should want God. We are to be done in our lives, not our desires, not our will. And he'll give us some of our desires. He will. But we ought to let his will rule everything that we do. Because when you don't, we make so many mistakes. We do it the wrong way. We handle it the wrong way. And then God had to put a situation so you can learn from it. Keep learning from it. But if we pray the prayer, let thy will be done. That's the way it should be. We should always acknowledge God before we do something anyway. Hey, believe me, I'm so guilty of it. God's been teaching me and teaching me. I still can't. The enemy fooled me every time. Thy will be done. He fooled me every time, and I'm just tired of it now. Because when the thing that you have to do, you have to just give it over to God. What we do is we try to care about what it is. But if you let God handle it, let him do it. So many times I have accused people. Believe me, I'm confessing and repenting now. I have accused people, just stepped out of the will of God, accused of doing this and accused of doing that. I accused my all of my people still in a bra. That was saved, made me look so dumb and stupid. I was just stupid. That was when I tell you. But that's all right, because God got the glory out of it. Believe me. And then I said I wasn't going to do it no more. Did it again. I forgot what it was. I told my husband, it was my husband this time. The next time, I accused him of doing some of his people. God made me look crazy again. This last time, it was some stuff at my boss' house, some blouses and stuff. I thought somebody had got them, but they didn't. I didn't really come out and accuse, but I, you know, it was in my heart. So the Lord said, this is not your business, not to accuse anybody, to forgive anybody, or to accuse anybody. It's not your business. I mean, what he was telling me was it's not, none of this is for you to be worried about. We have to forgive, but I'm saying to let me to tell somebody, I know you took it. I know you took it. And then try to get them in trouble too. You know what I'm saying? It made me look so bad. So now what I do is when people come, you know what, girl, I think so and so, so I don't care. Don't tell me. I want to hear it. If they do it, let them do it. Let God do it. Tend to them, not us. And so because I have this, it's like an overseer spirit or whatever it is, I always try to oversee things. I always try to manage things and stuff like that. I'm supposed to, but it's to a certain extent, believe me. It's to a sex. You can't. You have to let God's will be done. And when his will be done, it's going to be done in your life, in your life, and my life. But I'm telling you, I've learned so many things. Now I'm learned. I have not completely, but I'm learning to let God's will be done in my life. Whatever it is, whatever his will is for my life, that's what I want. And I don't want no extra stuff where other people, I'm trying to teach somebody else or do accuse somebody. Or, that was my thing right there. I'm always saying, well, she needs to stop it. He needs to do this. I've learned my lesson. And you know, as soon as you say that, Satan is plotting something else. But I'm telling you, I'm going to back all the way up because I want God's will to be in my life. And anything I do, anything I say, you know, I'm try my best to acknowledge God, not to forget to acknowledge him before I do it. Because the only way he can use us and we can get prayers through is if we are in his will. He ain't nothing going to happen if you're not in the will of God. Got to be. And you got to find out how to stay there. Be there and stay there. That's an unconditional surrender. Surrender your own self unconditionally to the Lord. Just surrender. That's me. Because we have to dismantle all that stuff, or he will dismantle all that stuff of our own rule and our own will. And then he'll take it up. We have to put that stuff aside. Nothing he can do with it, because his thoughts are not like our thoughts. His ways are not like our ways. That is unconditional surrender. And as it involves God, it is only the kind of surrender there is when God is involved. Unsurrender, unconditional, I mean. We have to do that. It sounds scary. That's only because we haven't a clue as to how far off the track our thinking and our living is with regards to the rule and will of God. We don't know how far we are. And it's something to think about. It's something to think about. But we got to get in the will of God, the rule of God. We got to stay there. We got to know where we are with God. We have to want to know the will and the rule of God in our lives, in any situation. Can you imagine that? That's the most wonderful thing you can ever imagine, where you are with God, his will, his rule, and then let him adjust us. You know, once we surrender and give it and turn it all over to him, start adjusting us, dismantling us, or adding to it whatever he has to do to get us in his will. Sometimes he has to fine-tune us. Sometimes. It's something. Are we prepared to relinquish completely our say-so over our lives? Are we completely prepared to do that? Or even our internal mistakes, are we prepared to open ourselves up to God so that he can usher in his kingdom over us in that way? If we do relinquish this to God, I can promise you two things for certain. Number one, you will go through hell. I promise you that. Number two, you will get through hell. You're going to get through it and be set free into a relationship with Jesus Christ, which comes in no other way but to surrender. You know, when you join church and all that stuff, you think, hey, I done made it now. But that's when it starts. But when you turn your will over to God, you go through so many different things. He dismantles, he adjusts, he puts you on the potter's wheel, you in a process, all that stuff. But honey, once you get through it, you through it. You be set free. See, God is most qualified to rule and reign over our lives. But a lot of times we have our say-so and our input. You know, it's hard, but we have to do it. And a lot of times, because we have to sit back and think, what am I to do next? That's the only thing I can feel like we don't do good enough. If we about to make a move or we about to do this, we need to acknowledge God. What should I do, Father? Before we do this thing, not after we do it. Before we say it, not after we say it. We've been to say it just like I was accusing everybody of a bra, and the bra was here in the drawer. I should have kept my mouth shut. But we make mistakes. And we repent. And we ask for forgiveness. You know, to even stay in the will of God, you have to do this. But if we would acknowledge God and consult him before we make stupid moves like I did, it would be better. Offended everybody. I pray that prayer every time I open my mouth. But honey, I learned. It just didn't stop there. I'd have been through two or three more things. But all of this is fine tuning me and preparing me. Keep your mouth. If somebody offend me, if somebody do something to me, if I see somebody do something, I'm going to God. I ain't going to them. I could see him take some money out of my purse. I'm going to God. ain't going to them. I'm learning. I'm learning about the mistakes I made. I want to be in God's will at whatever cost. I want to be in His will. And we all should want to be in the will of God. That's the safest place to be. When you in His will, hallelujah, He'll rule and reign over your life. And He protects you. He covers you when you're in His will. When you're in God's will, you can ask anything, anything, and He'll do it when you're in the will of God. You can be healed, delivered, and set free when you're in the will of God. Things don't bother you as much. When you don't have to fight your own battles when you're in His will. He have a wall of protection all around you when you're in His will. Tell you when to go and when to stay, when to speak and when to be quiet, when to get up and when to lay down. When you're in His will, Thy will be done, Lord, in my life. Simple stuff to do. If you would listen to Him, simple things to do. But we have to be listening. Praying the other morning, yesterday or the day before, He kept saying, well wishing. I said, what in the world is a well wishing? I'm saying, Lord, what is a well wishing? Went back to praying. Maybe 15 minutes later, I'm still praying, well wishing. I said, who is he talking about, a well wishing? So, wasn't nobody there but me. So, when I did finish praying, I got off and I looked it up. It's like he was saying, you're happy for people when they get stuff, when they do things. Whatever it's, you're happy for them. You wish them well with it. You enjoy them being happy, succeeding. A well wisher. I said, well, yeah. But I know it's probably something more to it. But that's what I got out of it when I looked it up. But he had repeating himself like he did when he used to tell me, Rabbi. When I was praying, I used to, like, Rabbi, he must be telling me about it. He'll say it again, Rabbi. Rabbi is a teacher. Never thought I would be able to teach. Preach, yeah, but to teach, mm-mm. He was calling me Rabbi when I didn't even know it was for me. He called me preacher, and I thought it was somebody else. So, you know, when he can talk to you, you know you got to be in some kind of will because he's talking to you. He'll fight every battle for you. When there's so many things God will do for you when you're in His will. You just have to be in the will of God. Oh, my God. But this God name we're talking about. This is God. You want to stay in His will. The fact is, only God, like I said, is qualified to rule and reign over our lives. Nobody else, I don't care what they say, they not qualified like God is to rule and reign over our lives. They have no heaven or hell to put us in. And believe me, I'm not finna let them do me. Mm-mm. Y'all know what happened, don't you? Everything blacked out. You don't want me saying nothing, but I'm gonna keep right on. Yep, everything blacked out at one time. If we wanted to stay, if you and I wanted to stay on the throne, God would let us. And we would get everything that comes with that package. The trouble is, in the end, all of the kingdoms of this earth, including the personal ones, are going to become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. If we expect to be able to live with God forever in that arrangement, which is the only one there is going to be for the saved people, we had better get started now. Indeed, this is why God begins now. He is preparing us for eternal age. It's so many things that's happening right now. This is the end time right now. So many things happening right now. And a lot of people don't even have a clue. Don't have a clue what's happening over in Russia, over in Syria. And some folks say, I don't want to know. You should know. We should know. We need to stay in God's will, but we need to know what's happening. I don't like to watch the news, but I need to know. We studied about that, the statue over in Daniel. We know where we are. We talk about them 10 toes, them 10 nations. We better try to stay in the will of God because it ain't long. Truth versus error. There are many people, persons, who teach the gospel of prosperity, the gospel of health, or the gospel of God making you a better person. Many speak of how Jesus wants you to be successful, to become a whole person, and how Jesus wants to build you into something for his glory. Also, those who teach spiritual growth and character development. But despite the fact that all of these things have truth to them and do speak of the ultimate goal of the Holy Spirit teaching, such things can be misleading if we do not preach the whole counsel of God on the matter. See, a lot of times we teach, but people don't understand even what we're teaching about. They don't understand because we teach bits and pieces and all that kind of stuff. And we're supposed to be teaching what you all could understand. I'm teaching the model prayer, being in his will, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We should be praying that his kingdom come on, because his kingdom coming here to earth. That's where the kingdom going to be. And his will be done. But that's why I'm teaching it. Because I want us to understand, and it's been a few weeks, I think, since I've taught on this. But I want to just keep going with it because we need to know the model prayer and what it means. We always say it, I've been saying it all my life, not knowing what the meaning is or where it comes from. We know God, Jesus wrote it. He told us to pray like this. But why did he tell us to pray like this? Why is he asking us to pray this? So this is what we have to know. These are petitions that we should we're praying. Thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. These are petitions. So we need to know what all that means. So when we could teach somebody else, we can let them know what it means. It's a meaning to it. And we need to know. So I'm not going to hold you any longer with this. But on next Sunday, we're going to finish that up and move right along. I'm going to get ready now to do my altar prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today, Lord, for your word. We thank you for everything. Father, we ask you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin on today that we've committed against you, Lord. We ask you now to cover each one of us in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about us to protect us. Father, I ask you right now to cover everyone, Lord, up under the sound of my voice, Father, in every family that's represented on our conference, on our radio broadcast, and in radio land. Father, I ask you today to bless every family, Lord, that's represented here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you on today, Lord, to open our minds and our thoughts so whatever teaching we got, Lord, that we can apply it to our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to destroy and dismantle, Father, anything that's not like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you today, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Bless them, Lord. Cover each woman on this line, Lord, each man that I'm preaching and teaching to on today. I ask you to bless Apostle Edward Deans in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to look down and have mercy on the end time men and women of war and on the Life Support Outreach Ministry in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you today, Lord, to lead and guide us, Lord. Order our steps, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, for who you are in our lives. We thank you for covering us right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for feeding us when we're hungry, Lord, and giving us a drink when we're thirsty, in the name of Jesus. I ask you on today, Lord, to be in the midst of us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you now, Father. We need you today, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, 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 we need you, Lord, and we need you, Jesus, and we don't have anybody but you, and nobody else we can call on, Lord, and but Jesus, and the name of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, and I thank you today, and for the blood of Jesus, and I thank you right now, Lord, and for the blood of Jesus, and I thank you right now, Lord, and for the blood today, and I thank you for the power, Lord, and I thank you for dunamis power, in the name of Jesus, and thank you right now, Lord, and for walking with us, Lord, and thank you right now, Lord, and for standing with us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your holy word on today. Thank you for power, Lord, to tread over serpents and scorpions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for lifting us up above our enemies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise and I give you glory today. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the ones that on the radio broadcast, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for allowing them to stand on your promises on today. Every promise that you made them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to keep it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Bless right now, Lord. Bless their bones. Bless them, Lord. Fill them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open doors right now. I decree and declare today, in the name of Jesus, that doors be open. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Touch their health right now. I'm asking you right now to touch their bodies right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now, Lord. Touch them right now. Touch some appetites today. In the name of Jesus. Touch some headaches. In the name of Jesus. The head. I bind up every demonic spirit that try to attach itself to them. I bind it right now. Nothing can attach themselves to them. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you today. I thank you, Lord. Bless the children, Lord. in the name of Jesus. And bless their grandchildren in the name of Jesus. And bless right now, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, give them more clarity on what you're telling them to do. Give them more vision, Lord, and make it plain to them. In the name of Jesus, I decree it and declare it today that it shall be so. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Victory, hallelujah. I hear the Lord say victory. Hallelujah. Victory. You have victory. Take it over the enemy. Hallelujah. Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we bind every Leviathan spirit. Every soul tie. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I ask you to give them sweet sleep. Some peace. Glory to God. Somebody have not been resting, but I decree and declare today that you will get rest on this night. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Give us sweet sleep and peace, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind every frustrated spirit, every we bind every spirit of confusion right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bind that spirit to try to come against you. Hallelujah. I can't even say the word. Hallelujah. Every spirit that try to trouble you, I'll say that. Hallelujah. We bind you right now. Hallelujah. You don't want to be exposed, but you're exposed in the name of Jesus. You're exposed in the name of Jesus. You are exposed. Hallelujah. Intimidate. In the name of Jesus. Intimidation spirits. Hallelujah. In the name, we bind you now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you now. We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. All these things, Jesus, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name, and for your glory, Father. Amen, and thank God. And I just want to thank each one of you in Radio Land and all of you that's on our radio broadcast. I just want to thank you today for staying over with us, letting God do what he does best. I love you, and God love you too. You all have a good rest of the evening. This is Apostle Deborah Dean. Amen. You're dismissed.